Rallying back when you think you're only 4 months from your harvest rally, you know, when you have another rally more or less dead away, same mileage or similar mileage, and everybody's good in entry, like, you know, I suppose a testament to the club and what they can do and the events they can run, like, you know, and the popularity of Donegal, really. Yeah.
An entry list is very impressive. WRC cars are not allowed here, but you got the R5 cars, the new ones coming, and then that mix then of the Mark II boys as well.
Yeah, you know, you have five or six of them R5 plus cars there, and then there must be 30. There's 40 probably the best escorts in the country, you know, or two wheel type people, not necessarily escorts. So it's great to see it. It's great to see it, definitely. And being in Letterkenny and the Clanry Hotel, a new sponsor on board, and, you know, it's great to have him. Yeah.
It's great to see the name Fisher back as well. Alistair Fisher, seated at number one. He's taken a step away from the world and European rallying, and he's coming back to Donegal. It's been a while since we've seen him.
He's made a commitment. I was talking to Alistair a couple of times last week, and he's made a commitment. He's going to try and do the 2016 Tarmac Championship here in Ireland, like, you know. So yeah, definitely, it's all to do with budgets and one thing or another, and the world scene is just that level, you know, that people just aren't able to get to unless you're successful, like, you know, and get sponsored behind you. So it's great to see Alistair and Gordon, definitely, you know. Gordon was doing night navigation when I started, you know, and was the main man then, and it's great to see him still out and about, like. So yeah.
And it's an event as well, which is in the build-up to Galway International the week after it. So the timing's perfect, really?
Time is perfect. If we were allowed to run WRC cars on this event, you know, we probably would have had a bigger entry. You know, our own Declan and Brian Boyle were one of the first people on the phone to me to see did their car qualify. And unfortunately, it didn't. But, you know, the people that's coming there, there's a lot of them going to Galway the following weekend. So it's an ideal situation to go testing and get a feel for things for the new year. Yeah.
Both stages used on the international previously. What sort of tests will they be for the competitors' card?
Both stages are similar, Oisin, in their layout. You know that they're fast, but also tight and technical in other places. You know, and definitely places that will catch people out on them. Both 15 kilometres long each, or thereabouts, and good surface, good grip. You know, and I think it'll offer something up to all competitors. You know, different likes. You know, there's definitely a good mixture of everything in there.
And once again, finally, just safety is always paramount with the Motor Club. Eamon McGee's your chief marshal for this event, and the club would like to have all the help that's available out there to come in and take part on the day with the officials.
Yeah, well, with it being a closed event, you know, we're trying to do as much within the club as possible. Obviously, budgets restrain you bringing in marshals from outside other counties and one thing and another. Eamon's chief marshal, as you say, and, you know, Eamon's rally allows for 20 entries for the top marshals in the club come June, and then I think it's 30 entries come in October for the harvest, you know, so people can generate points by going out marshalling and helping on the day, you know. People that maybe don't have the necessary results to qualify under criteria for both Donegal and the harvest, it's an ideal opportunity to gather points and get out and help.